ילך מוישה וידבר את הדברים האלה על כל ישראל. So the shame is, all of the reforshim shtel, as a Rashi, I don't know what Rashi says, look in Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Moshe v'goyim, Shem what Rashi means. ולחום של הצד. פסוק א', וילך מוישה וגויים. פסוק ב', ויאמר להם, זה לא זה רשי. זה לפעמים איזה פיבו רצי שתיים מי קורא את רשי, זה יפת זה, זה יפת גאו, וילך מוישה וגויים ועונת. רשי לא נסים נוס, פיס. זה פשוט, זה הול לימוד, I don't know. What is the limud in Rashi? אבל the question is, what is Vayelech Moshe? What the Pasuk is coming to say, Vayelech Moshe. What is the Pshat Vayelech Moshe? To what? So the Nezer says the Pshat. So the Sponer says, Vayelech Moshe, he's oyer leze. Boy, vayelich ish v'beis levi v'yikach. Boy, when Amram took your chevet. You know, Moshe took himself. But the question is, what is this vayelich Moshe? And it's interesting. Rashi says, vayelich Moshe v'goyma. Rashi is coming to answer something. What is this vayelich Moshe? No, it's a chizil rovi what Rashi wants. But the Yonason ben Uziel says, Vayelech Moshe Vayelech Vazal Moshe Lemishkan Beis Ulpen Umoril Yospizgomo Alinim Kol Yisrael. So the Pirush Yonason says, he had a kasha, what is Vayelech? וילך מוישה וידבר את הדברים אלא הולך לבייס מדרוש. He went to his base medrash. Now, not clear what is the answer to the Yenis and Menuzir. The Yenis and Menuzir in Ruach HaKodesh וילך מוישה. He went to his base medrash and then he started the Teichaich. So, it's a lot of Rabbi Shishtoy Abuchi says it in his Nusach. I will say it in our Nusach. It's a famous kasha that the world asks a kasha, you know, there's two droshes you give it. Rosh Hashabbos Tshuva and Rosh Hashabbos Hagod. And the meaning of Klal Yisrael, the Rav says it is a pilpul, no one understands. And then you give a little bit Musa. So the shayla is, why not to give Musa from the beginning till the end? I think if Isaac Chover would say Alamor, because if it would be only Musa, so only the Shvacha people would come. There would be no Maimet. He wanted all the Choshevah people to come. All the Choshevah people to come and start to give the Musa a passage. So he gave the people, so all of the Tadir Chachomim came, and in that Maimet he gave the Musa. But Moshe says it in his way, but I'm just taking it that the Etzim Shteidah that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give Musa to Klal Yisrael. But he walks first in the Spanish. The Musa doesn't start just Musa, Musa, Musa. Vayelech Moshe, Zog Dinenis and Menuzir, Tzim Bismedosh. Lebeis Ulpene. First, Mezog Teire. You give Musa. The Esbeirim could be a lot of Esbeirim. Maybe someone that can't speak and learn like Moshe Tzorich, he's not the one to give Musa. Guy can't say a test shkoteir, don't start to give us Musa. Don't start mechanech the world. You're not Balei Chesed, you're not Balei Tzedakah, you're not nice people. You could say a Rambam, you can't say a Rambam that Kivei, you don't talk. The only people that have a right to talk, to teach Klal Yisrael what to do, is someone that sits in the base of the someone that sits in a bit of Ulpana could say Tainik Meshitzarich, he could give Musa. People came and I asked, this guy, his crack is, he gives drushes. He's a good speaker. He's a good speaker. He says a good Rambam, he could be a good speaker. If he doesn't say a good Rambam, Im Ram Chodayim Velemalach Hashem Tzvokris, Kabel Torah Mekiv. You know, Moshe was mindful that the way of Klal Yisrael, Surah is, first, Vayelech Moshe, first Moshe. Vayem Alem Bebeo Vesem Shomra Noich Ayom Meyuchal Oed Lotzis Velovoi, Vashem Omar Olay Leisar Vyrsayardin Azeh, Hashem Olekechu Oivor Lefonechu, הוא ישמיל לסגוי מועילה חיסר יאבצו יזכנית ריב המוי של ישוע ואין מהילוב ואין לכל ישראל חזק ואמץ כי את אותו ויסעום הזה חזק ואמץ כי את אותו ויסעום הזה איזה הוא נמצא את זה פרק למדל פוסט בזי רשי בנזר that in Pesuk Chof Zayin Vayitzav as Yeshua ben Nun Vayim Chazak Vayamatz Ki Ato Tovi es Bnei Yisrael Vayamatz and our Pesuk it says Ki Ato Tovo you will come with them in Pesuk our Perik Pesuk Chof Zayin Ki Ato Tovi so Rashi brings down a Gemara in Sanhedrin Moshe Omar Le Yeshua Skenim Shebador Iyu Imcho Hakol Lefi Daiton Ve'atzoso Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Le Yeshua Ki Ato Tovi Es Yisrael Toil Makel Ve'hake Al Kodkodo Dovor Echol Lador Ve'lo Yishnei Dvorim You can't have two manigim There's to be one guy that runs the show Moshe says You go together with the Skenim No, don't Moshe Tells Yeshua, listen, no, these older people, you mean, yeah, it's with the oil, no, take that log on you all. Because in Chof Zayin, it says, Ki Ato Tovi, Frank de Gmor and Sanhedrin de Fres, Ksiv Tovi, Ksiv Tovi, Elo Moshe Omar Tovi, Kodesh Baruch Hu Omar Loi Tovi, Toil Makel Vehakel Al Kankodah, Dovo Rechot Vadoi, Veloi Shtei Davorim, One Manig and not two Manig. The Briskerov has a beautiful shtickle. It's nice to see the Briskerov on the table. He says, doesn't understand. Moshe is talking on his own. Everything is nevuah from Hashem. Moshe says, Tovoi. Hashem says, Eitzel with the Oilom. Hashem says, Tovi. Dovo Echol la Dovo. Volo Yishtei Davorim. Briskerov on the table says a beautiful word. Chosh Levod in the Briskerov. He said that in Klal Yisrael were two positions. It was the king and as a Rosh Sanhedrin. The Gemara learns out that the Rosh Sanhedrin only could be from Shevet Yehuda. Lo yosu mechoykek mibein raglo. The top judge in the world also, kivyocha, like the head of the top judge, you know, he's also like a very choshev position. We have the president, or the head of the parliament, what they have today. The head of the country, and he had the president. And these are two minuim. Moshe had the aloche, both aloches. Moshe was a melech. The Gemara says that Moshe could have killed Melech Shemocha al Kvoidoi. Moshe could ask him. Yeshua also, Christ also said, the one that will not listen to you, we will kill him. And he was also Moshe Kibel Toiro. Moshe was Rosh Sanhedrin, Kol Adobo HaKoshe. Moshe Paskin, Vesonachto, Vesoro Yeshua. Yeshua was also Rosh Sanhedrin. So Be'etzer was two positions. And the two positions were given over to Yeshua. So as you see the Briskerov inside, I'm just saying it b'k'tzorah. Zog the Briskerov, the Rosh Sanhedrin, his koyach is only when he sits with his Sanhedrin. If you take away Sanhedrin, you took away his wings. He's the head. But the one that Paskins, Zokin Mamre, you know, Kiddush Shachoydesh, Bezin Sheshivim Be'echot, to kill all these halachas, you have to have the Bezin. So this is what Moshe told them, Ve'ato Tovoi, you will be the man of a witness game. Hashem was Memane Yeshua not only to become the Nosi, the Rosh Sanhedrin, Hashem was mamani Yeshua to be also the king. And that he said, mani echon ladoi velo ishtei manigi. And it's like another stira. As king, you only could have one king. As Roish Beisdin, the whole kach is that Moses says, you start from the small one, then you go to the big one. Right? The Sanhedrin, you don't have the further the big one paskins. First the small one paskins, and then the big one paskins. Then the pasuk is mamshich. ויצב מוישה איסם לימר מקץ שבע שונים במוי את שנס השמיטה בחג הסוכס ובוי כל ישראל להירויס את שני השם אליקחו במוגם השריפו תיקרו את התירה הזו יש נגד כל ישראל הקי לסעום אנושים ואנושים ועטף וגרחו אשר בשעריכו ומן ישפו ומן ילפו. This is Parshas Hakel, and it's a couple of things we have to learn out from the Parsha. First it says, Hakel Esaoma Anoshim Ve'Anoshim Ve'Ataf. Men, women, and kids. And Parshas Nitzavim it says, Adam Nitzavim Ifnei Kulchem Roshechem Shifteichem Tapchem Neshechem Ve'Gerecho Asher Bishorech. And Parshas Nitzavim, Moshe says, you, your kids, and your wives. If you look inside, Perek of Tes, Pasuk Tes Yud. By us, men, women, and kids decide. Kids are before Noshim or after Noshim. Different crowds have different routine, but it's never, so I'm not going to, you know, there's a lot of Perek of Tes here to answer. Yeah? So I say, Givaldik Pshat. Adam Nitzavim, for sure, the bris alokeichem is the men, the kids, and then the noshim. Because be'etzem, the bris is with the men. La'orach of the bris Hashem. Tavada, the bris was also with the noshim and the geiri. But the ikar Torah is shalosan yisho, the men are mechuyah. The older men, the smaller men, the noshim, their part, the geiri, their part. In Parshas Hakel, it's not a bris. Everyone has to come to him Musa. Frag the Rashi, V'atof lomabo? Why to bring the kids? They're only disturbing. Everyone knows the answer. We'll get it in a second. So the kids in Parshas Hakel really don't need to come. So for sure you have to list them in the end. But about the Parshas and the parents. And Parshas Nitzavim, who was passing the bris? The adults and the kids? We know the bris of Hashem, Asher yesh nepoi ayoim, v'asher enenu poi ayoim, kol mishmoseinu omdo al Sinai. The bris is with all of us. So it's the men, the gdoyim, the ktanim, and then the noshim, all different groups of klal Yisrael. V'asherikim, v'atashas hagir, that it's a technical zach. So the shayla is lehov yischar le'neviyeh. So why was not a mitzvah that anyone would come with a bag with stones? You want to give schar to the people that carry them? Make a mitzvah, everyone has to come with 5 bags. You get schar for carrying. The Torah says, weißt du, when the kid comes, it's mashpia on the kid a lot. So the cash is, so what is that? It's Chalim Aviyay. If we have time, we'll get back to that. But as I was before in this photo, it was not time to carry. Maybe it's Chalim Aviyay. Some want to say the pshat is that when the people bring them and they feel that they're apart, then it's Mashpia and the kids. So they bring down Valedvorim Kalvachoyim. If you had to bring the kids to stand in Hakel, because it's Mashpia and the kid, the Gemara said of Yeshua ben Levi, his mother would bring him to the Bis Medrash when he was a little kid to sit there and to hear the Torah. How much is Mashpia to a little kid when his parents taken to a mall, to a Trefetika place, a beach? You're right, he's a little kid, he doesn't understand, he's a 1 year old, he's 2 years old, but to Hakel you bring him. Ah, he's a baby, But the hakel changes it. If the hakel changes the baby, if the hakel changes the baby, a person has to be careful what he brings. When was Parshas Hakel? When three things happened. The Motzi Shnas HaShmita, the Motzi Chag HaSukkos, the Voikol Yisrael Eirois Pnei Hashem. Three things had to happen, it was a Mitzvah Hakel. After Shmita, after Sukkos, after Aliyah L'Regel. So I heard from my Shvel, I think you heard it from Bris, or Chaim. These three times, three things had to come to the table. That was the Parshas Hakel. Motzi Shmita, Motzi Sukkos, and Bevoikol Yisrael, after Aliyah L'Regel. What is Motzi Shmita? Shmita is Be'etzem, B'tochen B'Hashem. Chiseinu Amanoich al Bashona Ashvis, Hei Loi Nizra Veloi Ne'esrif Es Tfu Aseinu, V'Tzivitzi Es Birchosi. B'Zman Chazal, again, we're in a generation, you know, everything comes on the shelves. Like when the Queen in England, they told us no bread, so she said, so why are they not eating cake? Yeah, it was a star, it was no food, they told us no bread in the store, so they could eat cake. We don't understand what it means, there's nothing in the field. So you bring from China, and there's no food. So you bring from America, you bring from Italy, you import. They import the water, they import everything today. But in that days, was no nothing but to grow, the Gemara says, why they were not going to the Shvi's Beiver Hayalden? Because they were ready, because they didn't see the Broch at that time, it was ready. If they couldn't eat Beiver Hayalden, the Daniel would die. There's no food. And we said, Chisaymu Manoichal, and if you didn't say Manoichal, it was even without TBC as Bichosi. Oichlim Kimo Mizbarach Bemeir. So Motzi Shvi'is, everyone saw Hashgocha and Boira Oilo. They saw Hashem is running the world. I will say they saw it in a physical way. Bezman Aliyah L'Regel, they saw it in a physical, interesting way. Everyone knows the Gemara, we're in the Psochim, we're starting to bite the Psochim soon. That the Gemara of Chesam would base. Velo yachmu yidish es arzecho ba'elo es lirois es ba'odin Hashem. We brought down the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the story that the two brothers, that they went to Aliyah L'Regel, the Goyim were planning to rob her everything what they had in their house. When they came back, they bought presents to the neighbors that look after their houses. And the neighbors said, we looked after the houses, you never left. Hashem sent Malochim. Why that, in a way, was bigger and smaller from Shmita? Shmita was an interesting miracle. There was no food. It was food. Yeah, it was not Shaykh. It was not Shaykh. Food didn't come from nowhere. Every guy had a little field in his backyard. He had some tomatoes, some potatoes, and it grew, and pitom he had what to eat. So this is mamash a mess. Mitzad Shemi here, there's no one robbery your house. Mitzad Shemi, Shmita is Hashem. Everyone believes that Hashem could help. Yeah, but when your friend stands up with you, you think if you don't punch him, it'll be a problem. To believe that Hashem saves you from your friend, that is already a different kind of believing. So in a way, sometimes it doesn't look so black and white, like potatoes coming out of nowhere, having what to eat when there's nothing what to eat. Yeah, my friend loved me, you know, I was nice to him, I buy him nice flowers. But Mitzad Shemi, it shows that Hashem could make even your Oivim not to start up with you. Sukkos is the third thing. Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Hashem had to give us month. Where we ask Akasha, why we don't make Zecher for the month? Sukkos is coming now. Right? We make Zecher to the month. Sukkos Yishavti is Bnei Yisrael. Why we don't make Zecher to the month? Ein Olecha Mishnah. But why we don't make Zecher to the month? Why we don't make Zecher to the Be'er? That says, necessary things, we know Hashem will take care of us. Hashem. But that Hashem will give us extra. The extra is the kiss. Basukah Yishavti, Anone HaKovoid, that was extra. That was a present. Hashem will give you extra if you need. Hashem will take care of you. After the his treatings. And the Yid lives Shemitah with a Sefer Musar, and he's schmoozing the whole Shemitah. Sukkot, he lives 7 days, he looks on the walls, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. He's going La Regel, and he knows, Ruyachmun, he's just Arzachot. You know, we spoke about it once. You would think you come to Beis Hamikdash, you would see people nervous. Yeah, and that day was no what's up to know what is happening in your house. Yeah, and Uma Shechogeges, Klal is so happy there. They knew that everything is okay. So the king get that three things. They came to one pundok. The Melech gets up and he starts to tell him the man Yishmu v'Yiru. The Chaim said like this. He said it over. I forgot the shame. Chatzke Levinshtein. He said Reb Chaim was not. I'm saying Reb Chatzke Levinshtein could say it. Reb Chaim was not smarter from us. Listen, Reb Chaim learned Torah with all of his head, and we learn with 1 or 2%. We are worried. What mishat we're worried? Something that really had worries. The sign of the COVID, with the Parnasse, with the Shidduch, the kid, life. We're all nervous. If a person would believe that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam, anything, the Chovei Salvavos says in Shaar Bitochen, Ki lo yichdo lo yeshev ha-toiro elo b'mi shebitchoino b'Hashem. Is only the way to grow is when we have bitachon in Hashem. And Michal Yudin Lefkowitz told me when I was a bacher, I went to complain of all different things. I laughed today. I went to the God of Ladoch and I had all of my problems. Yeah? And everything when I told them together, yeah, doesn't start to be 0.00001 from what really is problems in life. Yeah, but then as a bacher, I thought that, you know, the sky is going to fall. Yeah. And I went and I told him, Rebbe, I can't. I remember I was 20 years old, and Panovich, I going over to the Chuyud, I'll never forget it, the God Lado. I said, Chom Tzores, I can't. Okay, I'm embarrassed today. But you know, he didn't tell me. He said, it's mamish terrible, mamish terrible. Until today, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, it's mamish shtusim politics. But mamish, like, mamish, baby shizach. But you know. And he told me, everything when you sit, you're telling me now, you're sitting in Gehenna for it. So Rebbe, I said, I have tzoris. I said, you're sitting in Gehenna for your tzoris. He says, Hashem will tell you, if you would believe in Hashem, and you would be a choshev bachur, these things will not bother you. So you'll be punished that you're not holding that madrega that is not bothering you. And he told me it's so strong, I started to cry. I said, why are you doing it to me? He says, you know what, I could not tell it to you, but upstairs in the Shemayim, that's what will happen to you. This is the truth. Don't think you're a Nebuch. You're a Nebuch because you decided you have to go home. I can't stay. I have to go for 2 weeks. I have to. It's a mindset. I can't change my head. So you'll be punished for it. Now, if I stay, I can't learn. Yeah, you'll be punished for that. I have to Friday afternoon again. If I don't run after a bull, even as a Sosim in Shuvah, you know, Chaz Shalom will get a heart attack, Yom Kippur. So you get punished for that, if you're like that. No one asked you to be such a kind of person. I don't relax 3 hours here and talk. No one asked you to be like that. When you could come to Klal Yisrael in such a tvir, Chaim said, is a moment, once in 7 years, after a year of Shemitah, sitting 7 days in a sukkah, and everyone oil a regel, the Melech calls everyone, now you realize what is Bayra Oilam? I could tell you, he's asking you to learn day and night, Leman Yiro, Leman Yishmo, is Hashem Elokeicha. When a person believes in everything from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he doesn't speak Lashon Hara, he doesn't start with another person, he's not worried. He trusts the Ribbono Shel Olam. So only when such three things come together, and there's a tzil from all of these three things together, then the Melech gets together, and he's Oysef Es Ha'am. Bevoi Kol Yisrael Leirois, Tikro Es HaToyro Azois Neged Kol Yisrael. The Melech sat and he read. You have to understand the maimed. Remember, I heard once. What was the maimed of the Shemitah? What's the Shemitah? What kind of maimed it was? That is, in that days, the Melech was a person that regular human beings don't see the king. and the king bechvodo beatzmoi gets up and he reads the whole sefer dvarim, and he shows the commitment of Klal Yisrael to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then Moshe Rabbeinu starts. Ve'ayim Hashem el Moshe. V'chor ha'api ba'yoyim v'azvani ve'ever esbrisi. V'chor ha'api ba'yoyim ha'u. V'istarti ponay mehem v'oyu le'echoy. U'metzo'u rois rabois v'tzorets. V'omar ba'yoyim ha'u. Aloy alkin ki in eloika v'kir bi metzo'uni ha'or esa'ela. Rav Shach and the Hakdom of Avi Ezri has a beautiful thought on this pasuk, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yuzayin, V'chol ro'api b'yoyim ahu, v'azavtim, v'histarti ponay mehem, v'hoyu le'echoy, u'metzo'u ro'is rabois v'tzorets, v'omar b'yoyim ahu, aloy alken k'ein eloika b'kirbi, metzo'uni ha'ro'es ha'ele. Perek Rav Shach. V'chol ro'api b'yoyim ahu, v'azavtim, והסתרתי פונה מהם, והוא הולך, ומצאו רויס רבויס וצורס. ואומר ביום ההוא, אלקין כנלגע בקיר ממצאוני הרויס האלה. What happened to the צורס? והוא ביום ההוא, והסתרתי פונה מהם, והוא הולך, ומצאו רויס רבויס וצורס. ואומר ביום ההוא, אלקין כנלגע בקיר ממצאוני הרויס האלה. What happened to the tzoros? What happened to the tzoros? So Rav Shach said, Gevaldik Zach. He explained it with a mashal. He writes it in the Hakdamat Avi Ezri, what he passed. He writes down. He says, a person walks on the street. Five people jump on him with knives. They cut him up to pieces, cut his stomach, and they take out a kidney. They go away. The guy's thrown around the place. Has to go to recovery, to psychiatrist, everything. Yeah, doctors. Nebuch. He really passed a hard time. So another guy is in a hospital. He has a problem with his kidney. He pays $1 million to the special doctor to take a knife and to take out his kidney. Both did the same thing. Sometimes the guy cannot take the chemicals to put him to sleep. He's too old, it's dangerous, so they do it without putting him to sleep. But he pays $1 million. No one wants to do it without putting him to sleep. It's very dangerous. A very special doctor from Singapore is asking to do it. He pays $2 million, the doctor will come. Tell says he needs the surgery. But a person doesn't know what is happening to him. So it's not only that it's hard for him, it's tzoros. Tzoros hamech. When he realizes that it's not that he doesn't know what is happening to him. Hashem is doing it. Situt vei, the operation, oi, when they call him in the hospital, he says, oi. It's not tzoros. He's the happiest person that he managed to get the surgeon to do the surgery. So he says, in the beginning is Chor ha'afi b'yeimu v'azavdim v'istartim v'oyu lechol v'metzuni ros rabis v'tzorets v'omar b'yeimu alkin ken eloika b'kirbi v'metzuni ha'ros ha'ele. Far Hashem is not b'kirbi, so these things happen to me. V'metzuni ha'ros ha'ele, but it's not tzorets already. It's not tzoros. It's tzoros, but it's not tzoros. They say that the zman of the Tesis Yontef was the gzeirus tach v'tat with the kuzakim. It's terrible. It's mamish. If you read the stories, what they did in that day is they cut them off to pieces. They mamish sliced people. Mamish like ice. They mamish the same stories. Terrible. Terrible gzeiros for Klal Yisrael. There's no yovoloy. And the Tesis Yontef made a shailas chaloy. Why it happened? And they told him because people talk in shul. People talk in the bismedrash. This is the reason that the Siyadah was metaken in Mishabeirach. Eina medabro was the Knesiris. It's the same psukim. Alkin ki eina loika bekirbi. If a person will feel that the shul is the mokim ashchina, the shul is the mokim of the ribayna shilayim, he would not talk. It's pastished. But he doesn't feel that he's sitting in Beis Hashem. When a person doesn't feel he's sitting in Beis Hashem, Al kein mitzvuni arois harab Yisrael. So let's go down. Saul Salanter would give a shmuz before Ne'ilim. One time, it was a bit, a couple of minutes till the Ne'ilah. So the Olam were waiting. So the Olam started to schmooze a little bit. So he had a huge masnefesh, like a shtigli yirida from the matzah of Yom Kippur. So he got up and he said a story. There was a queen once. She was going in the forest with all of her soldiers and all of the people. And it started to snow very heavily in the middle of the night. They couldn't carry on. They saw a little village from far. So she sent someone to start to knock to find out where the queen with all of her people could come in. Every house said no. Now the last house of the village was a guy who said, the queen? And he questioned. More from welcome. He cleaned the house, everything, mamish. She had to leave 7 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning, he knocks on the door, please leave now. She said, 6 o'clock. I said to leave now. She said, he calls us 5. They take the queen, they put him out, they kick him out. Because she goes back to the base. At first they thought maybe something was going to happen, she's going to save him from Robert, but no, the story finished like that. No. He didn't say. Kids, she came back to the house of the king. And she's telling him the story, you know, we're in the forest, and we got stuck near this village, and no one wanted to accept us. The king got so angry. That ain't how you will punish anyone. And then she tells the story with this guy. The king said, that guy, the guy could chop off his feet, yeah, mamish. And the whole, it's a pellet. No one else was masking to put him in. This guy, 1 more hour, he would be the Mishnah Melech HaChashverosh, yeah? The last hour he said no. But always understand that he deserves a new punishment. So the guy has the Holy Kippur. Very sharp. Yeah, some guys not get home. They stay in the street drinking. So a small punishment. He's in shul the Holy Kippur. And the last hour he's really trying to chase away the king, waiting for the food. He gets punished more from everyone else. The guy thinks, I don't understand. I have my friends that the Bichlal, they're not learning Bichlal. I come to Bismelish and I shmuz, I get yelled. Yeah, this is the way it works. This is the way it works. When a person is closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Avada, if he finishes the Avada, Avada, if he doesn't behave Mishetzorich, the guy gets an appointment by the king. Yeah. Now, he didn't get an appointment. He got an appointment into the king. He goes into the room of the king and he starts to throw up. About 2 hours outside, nothing would happen. You're right, but he came to the king's house. The king's house, you can't throw up. They kill you for throwing up. This is the reason. This is what he was answered. That Algin Eloika Bikirbi, Val, people spoke, and they put the midrashas. They say, but the Chofetz Chaim once was the same story. That was 2 minutes before Ne'ilah. It was a bit tired before they had to start. And also, it was a little bit, people were schmoozing a little bit. It was someone very close to Chofetz Chaim, Reb Nelson, I forgot his last name. So he got up and he sent a marshal. He said, there's a guy that wanted to pass the border, you know, to smuggle some goods. Had a huge package with gold and everything. The kid's on my side, he starts to go. He sees a policeman with a gun. So he drops the bag and he starts. See, the policeman doesn't say nothing. So, wait. touches the bag. The guy doesn't know, so he puts the bag on him. Okay? He's carrying on walking. He sees the policeman walking behind him. He said, Mr. Tom, he's also part of the... Maybe he will ask for a portion of that. He's walking, walking. A second before he gets to the place, the policeman comes. Stop! What do you have here? Puts, caps his hands. So he tells the police guy, such a rush. You saw what I have. Why are you waiting me to carry it for a day? Says the Yitzhak sometimes lets a guy let it fast by night. Let it fast in the morning. I will get him before the evening. I'll get him before the Ilach. I'm about to stop him in the beginning. Let it work very hard, to starve, to everything. Before the Ilach, last minute, to lose the guns is up. It's all as a kayak sometimes to forget, to let a person to miscarve to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have to know, you're right, Ne'ilah is the main moment. But it's all as a kayak to tell a person, the whole Kippur to be shark. In the last minute, and I'm saying, in the last minute, it's not a person to say, okay, so I was shark till the last minute. The last minute is the minute of Be'etzem. A person to put down this phone that this Shabbos, it could be metak in the chet. If shkulo Shabbos can eat kol ha'tere kulo from the whole year. A person is makpit to mekabel Shabbos in time. To learn the whole Shabbos. So you can be mechapel the Shabbos. It's a short Shabbos meal, so to learn a couple hours after the Suda, gets up early Shabbos morning. Nach Pesach Adonchinu v'nach Koyo v'nashuva elecho. Be'ez Hashem v'v'zeichet v'ksilu v'chitza.